Ukrainian forces have attacked a second border region in western Russia. This prompted the Russian governor to declare a state of emergency today. The airstrikes were just part of a larger offensive that also targeted Russian air bases in several regions. To bring us up to speed, we're joined by NPR's Greg Myrie in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Ari.
There is still so much we don't know about Ukraine's cross-border invasion last week, and now there is this second attack. What's the story there?
Yeah, Ukrainian troops fired artillery shells and carried out drone attacks in Russia's western region of Belgorod, just across the border from Ukraine. The Russian governor there, as you noted, declared a state of emergency, describing the situation as extremely difficult and tense. We should note that Ukraine has been hitting this Russian region periodically in recent months. There's been a lot of cross-border shooting. Russia has been striking Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, causing many civilian deaths there.
And what can you tell us about the Ukrainian military's attack on air bases, too?
Yeah, still a little sketchy, Ari, but Russia's defense ministry said several regions came under air attack and Russian air bases were the target. Russia says it shot down more than 100 Ukrainian drones. It made no mention of damage. And just very recently, Ukraine said it did hit 4 Russian air bases, but said it would provide a more detailed assessment in the near future. Now, Ukraine has been sending larger numbers of these homemade drones on attacks deep inside Russia. This was one of the largest such attacks to date. And it's notable because Ukraine is clearly sending the message last week and this week that it's on the offensive.
So those are drones and missiles, but then there's also the ground offensive that Ukraine began last week. What's the latest there?
Yeah, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said his fighters have advanced another mile or so in the Kursk region, and that's right next door to Belgorod. So Ukraine is hitting both of these border regions, which are side by side. Zelensky said another 100 Russian troops have been taken prisoner. This is in addition to hundreds captured previously. And Ukraine's top military commander says they're in control of 74 Russian villages and towns. Now, we can't confirm these figures, but Ukraine does seem to be consolidating its positions inside Russia.
Russia's leader Vladimir Putin has vowed to take back this Russian territory, but from what you're describing, it sounds like Ukraine is actually advancing in Russia. So what has the Russian military actually achieved?
Yeah, almost every day, Russia says it's sending more troops, more aircraft, more artillery toward the Kursk region. And it does appear to be preparing for a large counterattack. So far, though, the response has been very limited. And really, a key question here is, where is Russia getting these additional troops that it's sending to the Kursk border region? Ukraine would like to see Russia draw from its forces currently fighting in eastern Ukraine. That's the main battlefront where the Russians are making some gains. However, so far, it doesn't look like Russia is doing that. Russia does seem to have enough troops available so they don't have to pull fighters off frontline positions.
You know, the last several months have brought a lot of tough news for the Ukrainian people. How are people in Kyiv, where you are, responding to these advances into Russia?
Well, I went to the World War II Museum here in Kyiv today. Ukrainians are definitely pleased, no doubt about it. But I also heard some pretty tempered, cautious reactions, like this woman, Anastasia Okipniak.
It, undermined Putin's image. Maybe it may reinforce our positions. In any way, there will be negotiations, and maybe it can help us.
So, Ari, you know, you were here in Ukraine in 2014 when Russia first invaded. This has been a long war, and Ukrainians understand this is just one more twist in this seemingly endless conflict.
And thank you for covering that conflict for us, NPR's Greg Myrie in Kyiv.
Sure thing, Ari.